Welcome to 9 to 5 Google Daily for January 17th, 2019. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today is an interesting story relating to Google's floundering Wear OS platform. Many know it as the operating system that runs on many third-party manufacturer smartwatches, the most notable of which is probably Fossil. And today, Google and Fossil announced that it is acquiring, although Fossil would rather call this a transaction, of select Wear OS-related intellectual property, or I guess smartwatch-related intellectual property, as well as some R&D staff that relates to that IP. Google is acquiring it from Fossil in its $40 million valued deal. It turns out in an interview that a site called Wearable did with both Google and Fossil, we learned that this actually is technology that was evolved from Fossil's acquisition of a company called Misfit, which is known for, I guess, some battery innovations as well as health-related innovations. We don't exactly know what the IP is, but it does come from Misfit. And so, that's pretty much everything we know at this point. There's still a lot to learn as to what this might mean for Google's future endeavors, although Google did say in the interview that they plan to make this technology available to all Wear OS partners. Also, late last night, the Google Pixel 3 Lite leaked once again in a video giving a hands-on look, a close look. And most interestingly, in terms of new information in this video, the creator said that the Pixel 3 Lite packs very similar or identical camera quality to the standard Pixel 3 and claimed that if you are just looking for camera quality, there's no reason to go for the standard Pixel. And finally today, our Ben Schoen reported on an upcoming LG phone, potentially the LG G8, which will reportedly offer an attachable second screen at Mobile World Congress. Mobile World Congress is coming up next month, so stay tuned for that. You can read all these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Wednesday afternoon.